Shalom uvrachat, everybody. Welcome back to the OUL Parsha app. This coming week's Parsha is Parsha's Kedoshim. You shall be holy, for I, Hashem, the Lord, am holy. We come to, in Sefer Vayikra, some of the most relatable, impactful mitzvot ben azav chaveiro, especially in a Sefer that has dealt largely with tuma and tahara, and concepts that are difficult for us to understand in the absence of the Beit HaMikdash. We come to Parshas Vayikra, which begins as follows. Not Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Kedoshim. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'emar. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabar al kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'amarta le'em Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem elokeichem. And God spoke to Moshe saying, speak to the entire assembly of children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, Hashem, am holy. Hashem, your God, am holy. And Rashi says, how important was this parsha? Milamet shenemer parsha zu b'hakal, mipnei sherev gufei Torah tulin ba. This teaches you that this portion of Torah was set at hakal, a gathering of the entire assembly of Israel. Why? Because the majority of the essentials of Torah depend upon this. And how does it begin? And you'll see so many mitzvos ben adam chaveiro. There's also ben adam makom, but many ben adam chaveiro. Ish imova aviv tira, a man shall revere his father and his mother. Veshab so say to Shmuel, and God my Sabbath, I am Hashem, your God. I'm going to be skipping. I just want to give you a sampling of the mitzvos. The karma chalosa, when it comes to dealing with your field and your vineyards, you have to leave some over for the poor. Pasuk says, Pasuk Yud, La ani vila ger tazov osam ani Hashem elokeichem. You can't take all of the crop and all the bounty from your field and your vineyards. Pei lekecha shichcha. You have to make sure that you leave some over for the poor person. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Lo signovi, you shall not steal. Velo sechachashu, velo tishaku ish bamiso. You should not steal. You should not deny falsely. A man shall not lie to his fellow. Lo ta'ashok esrei echa. You should not cheat your fellow. Velo tigzo. You shall not rob. Velo talin pulat sachir tchaboker. Do not leave the wages of the hired worker over with you until morning. Lo sekalo cheresh. You should not curse a deaf person. Velifnei iver lo sitei michshol. You should not put a stumbling block before a blind person. Ve'yareisem el kechani Hashem. You shall fear your God. I am Hashem. You shall not do wrong. You should not pervert justice. Don't favor a destitute man. Don't honor a great man with righteousness. But tzedek tishpot amitecha. Lo seleich v'chel b'amechu. You should not be a gossipmonger amongst your people. Don't stand idly by over your brother's blood. I am Hashem. Don't hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely reprove your fellow, but don't bear sin because of him. Lo sikum lo sitras b'nei mecha. Do not take nakama revenge. Do not bear a grudge against your fellow. V'hafla recha kamocha. Shall love for your fellow what you love for yourself. Amar Rabbi Akiva zakal godol b'torah. Before an elderly person you shall rise. Before a hoary head, an elder, you shall show respect. You shall give glory. So I know we didn't do really any Rashis. We didn't do any of the drash. But on the pshat, we see that to be holy means to know how to treat your fellow person, to have midos tova. So I now go to Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrona Levracha, and his understanding of holiness. And what does it mean to be holy, asks Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. More pointedly, what does it mean to be holy because God is holy? The pasuk says, "Kadoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem lekechem." You shall be holy because Hashem is holy. Surely, holiness is precisely what separates God from humanity. Isn't kadosh, the meaning of which is distinct or set apart, means above and beyond. Therefore, kedusha is what makes God, God. He is transcendent, eternal, all-powerful, beyond image and imagination. How can mere mortals, the quintessence of dust, be like God? And yet that is the paradox that is stated bluntly in this great chapter 19 of Leviticus, Perikut of Vayikra. God is not like us. Or better, we should say we are not like God. But we are commanded to be like God. We are mortal. God is immortal. We are finite. God is infinite. We are mere man. HaKosh Baruch Hu b'kol v'atzmo is the Ein Sof. So though God is not like us, we are not like God. We are commanded to be like God. How, says Rabbi Sacks, are we to understand this idea? The whole parasha, and it was said at Hakol, we saw Rashi, because it's so important. Everybody has to emulate a biblical kodesh baruch hu, which means to be holy, but how do we achieve this? And how can, and is it achievable at all? And what does it come to teach us? The Ramban holds that it applies more generally to moderation and self-restraint in all matters. So we're not going to do the Ramban inside just because lack of time. I know last week we spoke about time. But the Ramban says it means alti nava b'shus haTorah. Should not be a degenerate. Do not be disgusting within the parameters of Torah. The Ramban gives a number of examples. So he says that meat is allowed. Meat is kosher. It could be totally, perfectly kosher meat. But a person has to eat meat in moderation. How much meat shall he eat? wine is permitted, but how much wine? A person can be a glutton with which what is permitted in the Torah. He gives the example of eating meat, consuming wine, a Talmud Chacham being with his wife. He says, of course, it's not only prohibited, it's a mitzvah, kedusha. However, it should always be in moderation and with restraint. And finally, he gives the example of speech, very interestingly. How much does a person need to speak? Excessive speech leads to sin. So the Ramban sees that kedusha means to have restraint. Now I go back to Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. Nachmanides holds that it applies more generally to moderation and self-restraint in all matters. And therefore, says Rabbi Sacks, the idea is that by being distinctive in their behavior, Jews testify to God. Just as God stands outside the natural universe, even though he acts within it. So the children of Israel, though they live in the world, stand at a calibrated distance from it. They are called on to do so by setting an example of self-restraint. So whereas in other cultures, other religions, other societies, whatever makes you feel good is permitted. It's okay, as long as it makes you feel good. And we see that in society raging around us. In Judaism, in Yahadus, Jews are called upon to set an example of being living in the world, but standing at a distance from the world, through the example of self-restraint. Like the Ramban says, you could eat meat, but how much meat? You could drink wine, but how much wine? They should not give way to instinct or desire. A Jew must practice self-control. Thereby, we show that Homo sapiens is not a mere biological phenomenon. We're not like monkeys. We're not like cheetahs. We're not like elephants. We're not like whales. It's not merely a biological phenomenon that urges us to do something. Human beings are not simply, says Rabbi Sacks, naked apes. We transcend the network of causality that sees human behavior as genetically determined. Our behavior is not merely a sense of response to stimuli. That's how the lion in the Masai Mara desert behaves. That's not how we behave. Animals have desires, but only human beings can choose which desires to satisfy and which not. I might have a desire to speak Lashon Hara, but the Torah says in Vayikra 19:16, you shouldn't be like a peddler who goes from house to house spreading their wares, spreading the gossip. So I can choose which desires to satisfy and which not. That is the freedom God gave us by making us in his image. Bitzam Elokim Nivra HaAdam. Being holy means we have a soul as well as a body. We are not purely guf, we are also neshama. We have spiritual principles, not only physical appetites. That is precisely how the sages understand the idea of holiness in human behavior. And this really dictates the way in which we live our lives, what we say, what we do, with whom we interact, how we eat, how we behave. The Torah's concern, says Rabbi Sacks, not only with the behavior, but also with character. The Torah's concerned not just with what we do. The Torah's concerned with the kind of person we become. Actually, Rabbi Sacks has that italicized. I'm quoting from Covenant and Conversation in the book of Leviticus. The Torah's concerned not only with behavior, but also with character. Not just with italics, what we do, but the Torah's concerned with the kind of person we become. Both the Rambam and the Ramban, Maimonides and Nachmanides, hold that there are matters of great religious significance which lie beyond the precise legislation of the law. There are matters of great religious significance which cannot be spelled out in terms of exact rules, because life does not always have exact rules. Implies Nachmanides in his commentary to Kedoshim to you, you can keep all the laws of Kashrus and still be a glutton. You can drink only kosher wine and still be a drunkard. You can be faithful to the laws of marriage and still be a sensualist. He calls such a person a Navel Bershus HaTorah, one who is coarse, crude, self-indulgent. But he justifies his behavior and he says he is strict to observance of the law. The meat is kosher, so why can't I eat 5 steaks at a sitting? The wine is kosher, so why can't I drink 5 bottles at a sitting? Likewise, Maimonides is concerned, the Rambam, Maimonides is concerned to refute the idea that you could be an observant Jew, and at the same time, the Rambam focuses on Tikkun Amidos. Can you be an observant Jew and be arrogant, insensitive, tactless, prone to anger or pride? Rambam says no. Both believe that such people that profoundly fail to understand the nature of Judaism. The law itself points to something beyond the law. The Ramban sees this in Kedoshim Tiyu. The Rambam finds this in V'halachta B'drachah, we shall walk in God's ways. However, both Nachmanides and Maimonides are convinced there is a dimension of moral and spiritual life that cannot be specified by precise legislation. Precise legislation says which animal is kosher and which is not as kosher. Parsha Shmini, Perek, Yud Aleph. Which bird we can eat, which bird we can't eat, says the Besorah. How to shecht? How to ensure it's proper? I don't know anything about shechita. How to check that the animal is okay? How to not cook basar b'chalav? How many hours you have to wait between basar b'chalav? Why does the Torah say three times, lov sevasher gadil b'chalav idim? That's all the halacha. But does the Torah anywhere say how much meat you could eat? Does it say you can eat to the point of being a glutton? No, it doesn't say that. Yes, it does, says the Ramban. It says that where kadoshim tiyu kikadosh ani Hashem v'kecham. That is implied. Holiness is restraint. Holiness is being a human being. Holiness is not living like an animal. Holiness is emulating Kodesh Baruch Hu. According to the Rambam, holiness is to be refined, to be misak in your midos, to root out arrogance, insensitivity, tactlessness, kas, anger, pride, gaiva. Judaism, says Rabbi Sachs, is a religion of self-restraint, moderation, gentleness, sensitivity, and a form of moral literacy which you cannot learn from a book of rules, which you can only learn from experience and example. And that is why, he says, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Akiva followed Rabbi Yeshuva wherever he went to see how he behaved. One of the great Jewish mystics, Rabbi Leib Saras, used to say he traveled to Rav Dov Ber of Mezerich, not to learn biblical interpretations, but to see how his rabbi tied his shoelaces. The Gemara speaks of foolish Jews of Babel who stand in the presence of a Torah scholar, but not in the presence of a great human being, because a great sage is a living Torah scroll. There are textbooks, says Rabbi Sachs, and there are text people. Listen to this. We learn from both. There are textbooks and text people. We learn from books, textbooks, the rules. We learn from the Sefer Torah, halacha, mitzvos. But we learn virtue by finding virtuous people. We learn by observing how they behave. Those are text people. Law is not the whole of Judaism. That is why the Torah contains not only law, but also narrative. Look at the whole Sefer Bereishis, the Avos, the Imahos. It's a narrative of how we should behave. To be holy for Lachmanides, or to walk in God's ways for Maimonides, is to undergo an extended process in character formation and moral growth. The command to be holy, Kedoshim Tiki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, is God calling us to be a different sort of person. We do not believe the physical world is all there is. It is not easy, says Rabbi Sachs, to define what makes people holy, but you recognize it by their demeanor. You know it when you see how they relate to other people. You recognize holiness as gentleness. You recognize holiness as humility. In the presence of a holy person, you feel a little better than you thought you were. In themselves, they radiate a presence beyond themselves. That, says the Ramban, is the challenge of the simple words, loaded with great meaning and lessons for life, of Parshat Kedoshim. Be holy. Quote, holiness is not just what we do. It is also the kind of person that we become. Perhaps one of the greatest charges of Torah. It might be easier to refrain from meat, milk and meat. It might not be so difficult to necessarily keep the halacha, the mitzvah, the chukim, the laws, the mishpatim of Torah. But to correct the people that we are and who we can become, to become more refined, more sensitive, more modest, to demonstrate self-restraint, to make the right choices. This is truly the call of holiness in life. May we show merit to fulfill it. Kedoshim tiyu, ki kadosh, ani Hashem lokechem. Thank you so much to everybody. I wish you a beautiful day. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov. Thank you to all.